as the head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, now joining us. Tom, I thought, you know, you're really, to me, this game was won by St. Cloud State in the faceoff, Don. They won a ton of faceoffs. You just had to defend too much, didn't you?
Well, it was just intensity-based. That's all part of the, you know, the overall complexion of the game right there, Schulze. The faceoff dot, I mean, they manhandled us physically all over the ice. And that was, you know, that was some angry Huskies tonight. And then we and against some very content Beavers. And that was a good, old-fashioned butt-kicking, period.
You guys started well with the power play goal. A great extra pass, I thought. Could have shot it from the short side, and instead the pass across. Good vision, good patience on the power play usually is rewarding, is it not?
Yeah, I guess. You know what, but, you know, then at the end of the day, you know, it just, we have the 1-0 lead, and we actually were kind of hanging on in the last five, six of the first, but we got through it. And then when he has some self-inflicted wounds, you know what, shorthanded goal. There's just a few. I mean, we just gave their goals away. Now, granted, there were some goals that they you know, obviously they probably should have scored that. You know, Gavin made a good save, or, you know, for whatever reason they missed the net. Whatever. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, it was self-inflicted some of this game too, but it was all part of the lack of composure that we actually had, Schulze.
I never heard an explanation as to what the penalty was at the end of the period there. When did you find out you were going shorthanded?
No, they told me on the way out. I just think it's a, I think it's a ticky-tack call. It's one of our new, it's a new rule. I think it's a peewee rule. And to do this in major college hockey, I think is a travesty, but it is what it is. I guess you can't go to tap your goalie on the pads at the end of the period. You got to go straight out. Well, the reason, obviously, we got burned right here is that
if you take across the ice.
We got to cross the ice. You're spot on, Schulze. Whereas in our barn, we just leave the ice and we go to our locker room. At Tech, we just turn around. And I just think it's a ticky tack. I think it's a bunch of you know what. It's a bunch of garbage, and it is what it is. Like I just said, I know they're not supposed to, but just say, hey, Tom, don't do it again, or have the linesman sit by our in rinks like this. Sit by the bench and say, all right, guys, get right off. And you know what? Remind the guys, whatever. Again, let's not talk about it, Schulze. I'm frustrated, but that even makes things even worse.
Well,
you know?
It's tough when both benches aren't the same. It's hard to enforce that. It really is.
Well, it's just stupid. Yeah. It really is, in my opinion. And I just think, again, our game's too good to have ticky-tack rules like that.
I always like to find a positive spin. You're going to have a lot of teaching to do this week.
No, we won't. Just flush it. You know, we'll get back on the horse on Monday. We'll flush it. No, you can't dwell on something like this. We've played five pretty good games. I'm not going to dwell on it right now. It's the worst thing you can do. We're not going to show any video. These games like this, these guys know how to play hockey. Even though, again, we're inexperienced, we know how to play hockey, Schulze, and that's the message that's being sent by me.
See you next week.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunny Communications postgame show tonight.